Proverbs chapter 9 says, "Wisdom has builded her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has killed her beasts. She has mingled her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame. He that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple, and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither, and as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell." This chapter talks about the contrast between the wise and the foolish women. I'm going to start out today talking about the wise woman. Who is the target audience of the wise woman? Those that are simple. Simple means somebody who isn't smart. Those who want understanding. Those who don't have understanding. People who need wisdom. What attributes does the wise woman have? Well, the first thing we read about her is that she is a builder. We also read that she is industrious, she is prepared, she is welcoming, and she does things well. The first two verses talk about her preparation, that she has built her house, she has hewn out her pillars. The pillars hold up the house, and they are the supporting structures for her building. We too are building a house. And the house in Proverbs chapter 9 is an analogy for our lives. Right now, you are building your house. You may not think you're doing anything important right now, but actually, you are building your house right now. You are putting the foundations in now. To follow this analogy, when you move out to your first apartment, there are things you are going to need. You're going to need a bed. Well, what all goes into a bed? At a minimum, a mattress. But also a frame, sheets, blankets, pillows. You're going to need dishes, a chair, and a table. Where are these things going to come from? You're going to have to prepare so that you can have them in your apartment. You're going to have a job. A job requires good character. Working hard, not being lazy, not disappearing with your phone into the bathroom for hours. You're going to need to know how to manage the money you are making so you have money for first and last month's rent. And we haven't even gotten to the point of where the groceries are going to come from. What about the skill of going to bed and getting up in the morning? When you are on your own, you need to have this skill. Sometimes that makes us laugh, but people are fired all the time because they don't have that skill. If you're fired, you can't make the rent payment. How will the apartment be maintained? We all want to live in this sparkly, beautiful apartment. We might move into that apartment, but how will we maintain it? We have moved out, so our mom won't be there to do it, and we probably can't afford a maid, so we need some skills. We need to know how to make our bed. We need to know how to hang up clothes, wash them, make dinner, do dishes. Now you might say, I know how to do all that. I just don't like to do it all. Well, that is another skill. The skill of being industrious. As we read through Proverbs, the lazy person is referred to as a fool. But we all love to be lazy. We all love to have things done for us. But God teaches us to be productive and industrious. The skill of getting up in the morning and stewarding our time well is just that, a skill. Not just being busy, but having purpose. Serving our family and those around us. We need to review our days and evaluate if we spend it selfishly or if we've spent it for the kingdom. So what's required to be wise? What's required to come into the wise woman's house? Well, first, self-control. Not doing the things that you want to do. And secondly, self-discipline. Doing the things you don't want to do. Preparing, being industrious, building things in our lives requires self-control and self-discipline. If we're listening to the call of the wise woman, we will be feeding ourselves things that build us up spiritually. We will be feeding ourselves things that help us to be more industrious and less focused on enjoyment and entertainment. We will be future-focused and preparing for that future. We will be consuming things and making that make us welcoming and hospitable. The wise woman is teaching us to be industrious, not to waste our time. We have all heard that our screen time should be limited, but why? Why does wisdom teach us to get control of this? Because we're stewards of God's resources. One of our resources is time. Our days are meant to glorify God and do His will. Not only is it not good to be wasting your employer's time on a screen, it is not good to be wasting God's time on a screen. It's really vain, which means empty. Isaiah 55:2 says, "Why do you spend money on that which is not bread? Why do you work for things that don't satisfy?" Part of listening to the wise woman is deciding what is fulfilling, what is eternal, and what is empty, temporary. Wisdom requires purposeful decisions. Without purposeful decisions and thoughtfulness, years will be lost. Proverbs 24:33 says, "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then your poverty will come like a drifter, and your need like an armed man." Result: when we listen to wisdom, our days will be multiplied and our years will be increased. You're not going to magically turn an age like 20 or 30 and be responsible or wise or a good steward. You get there by preparing. You will still struggle in your 30s and 40s and 50s if you never prepared your character for the future. You will live day by day and moment to moment. Wisdom will help you prepare for your future, evaluate your strength and weakness, and then work to improve yourself. This is how we build our house.